Hebrews 10:23, if you want to put that on the screen for us, Jim. Our sermon, and I don't know if you could go back to your, can you go back to your first screen there? Here's my sermon this morning. Hold fast. Okay. Okay. Climbing back up. Hold, everyone say, hold fast. I felt like, and it's kind of started again, started Wednesday night as I was getting ready to share with the youth and the teenagers, and the Lord took me to, he took me to Jesus' words in John chapter 16. And he said, and here's the words in John chapter 16, but I want you to have peace in your hearts, okay? Based on everything I just told you, have peace in your hearts and know this. In this world, everyone say this world, and in this world, you will have trouble. In this world, there's going to be some difficulties. It's not going to be peaches and cream. It's not always going to be cherry cheesecake, but there's going to be some difficulties. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And I started thinking about that, and I was getting ready to share that, and then I got to church and put the ping pong table out that we've put together for the kids, and then we started searching for ping pong paddles. And I told Dallas, okay, Dallas, we have to think like a woman thinks. Where would a woman put ping pong paddles?
No one knows.
Dakota, you helped us. 25 minutes later, nothing. And so I know we bought 4 ping pong paddles and so we got out the trivets and we were playing with the trivets. So finally we called and said, where's the ping pong tables? Oh, they're in the safe. Again, got to think. And so I didn't get around to sharing with the teens this message on in this world you will have trouble. But it's the truth, isn't it? Can I tell you what's going to happen in 2016? This isn't thus saith the Lord. This is just because I know. 2016, you will have trouble. Some way, somehow, somewhere, 2016 is going to throw you a curveball. It's not going to be kind. It will be a volatile year of ups and downs. But here's what God's calling us to do. Hold fast. Hold, everyone say it with me. Hold fast. When I think about if I want something to hold fast, Jake, there's two things I think of. Number one, I think of super glue. Because let me tell you, I have super glued my fingers together enough to know that it holds fast. But the other thing I think about,
not just any duct tape,
gorilla tape.
That's gorilla duct tape. You want something to hold fast, Eli, whether it's your parents' car, again, it doesn't take many strands of this, and you can absolutely tie and hold fast anything that you want. And it will be there for a while. Hold fast. And I believe in light of this world and the trouble in 2016, I believe this. And so the Lord has taken, and again, just do a little study when you get a chance of hold fast in the Bible and all the scriptures where we see to hold fast. I want to take you to Hebrews 10:23. This is our memory verse this morning.
Hebrews 10:23, and this is our memory verse. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope, for he who has promised it is faithful. Hebrews 10:23. Say that with me. For let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast our confession, and we're going to get back to this in a minute, because you can be thinking about what is our confession? Let us hold fast what's coming out of our mouths. What is our confession? confession of hope, of our hope, without wavering, for he who promised this is faithful. So we're going to get back to this. But I just see ourselves this year many times having to hold fast. Because again, as I'm standing over my brother in the emergency room last night, after he's feeling, and again, what a miracle for my brother just to say, I need to go to the hospital. You know how us men are. I mean, it's got to be dangling something horrible for us to think about. Maybe I need to have this looked at. That's how we work, all right? That's how we're wired, you know? And so as I'm standing over my brother last night and I'm praying over him and declaring health, declaring wisdom, and then the Lord said, pray for patience. And Gail's like, oh, I'm so glad you prayed for patience. Because that's going to be the hardest part of this whole ordeal is patience. And I thought, we were not expecting this. This is one of those things that just happened. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hold fast to what I know. And the Bible says that you call for the elders of the church, and they pray for the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. That's what I'm told. That's what I'm holding fast to. And that is, obviously, this is part of my message this morning, to know that when we hear and obey the words of God, we're like the wise man who built his house on the rock. That's part of holding fast, and we're going to see that. So let's look at some scriptures this morning. Let's dig in a little bit deeper, and let us hold fast what? The profession. Come on. Have you already forgot the memory verse? Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Hebrews 10:23. How many of you got it with me? Okay, we'll have to do one more time. Let's say it again. Come on. And let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Oh, you know what? King James says faith. Okay, is that what your Bible says? No, the King James, the old King James says faith. And so I apologize, growing up in an old King James church. But the new King James, but I looked up the Greek, there's nowhere close to faith. It's hope. The Greek word there is hope. And so let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Amen. Hebrews 10:23. And so this is the result, and know this. This is the result, and again, I've got to do my part to hold fast, knowing that God's going to do his part. How many? Amen? God always does his part. Amen. God always is, he's going to take care and do his part, then I just have to do mine. So if God is holding on, if I'm holding on, is God holding on? Yes, he is holding on to me, something kind of special. We see this in John chapter 10, verse 27. John chapter 10, verse 27. And my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand, says Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. No one can snatch you out of his hand. And then he goes a step farther, which I find this to be interesting. Verse 28, and my Father, everyone say my Father, he's talking about Heavenly Father, God the Father, has given them to me, is greater than anything in all, and no one is able to snatch him out of the Father's hands. Isn't that powerful? You are double protected. You've got Jesus the Son and God the Father, and they're both declaring no one can take you out of his hands. But you can choose to walk out. We can choose to leave that blessing. We can choose to leave that if we want. It's not wise, but there are people who do. They come to the faith. They know the faith. They get it in their hearts. And something happens. The enemy begins working and working and working and working. And it's very difficult, I believe, to lose your salvation. Can I just say that? It is so hard to I'm one of my most favorite sermons in the whole world, Pastor Jackson. He said, listen, he seven roadblocks to hell. And I built the roadblocks. I built these signs that he kicked over that you have to choose to knock them over to walk out of God's love. We declared it this morning, how great, how awesome is our Father's love. Amen? So God does his part. He says, listen, no one's going to snatch you out of my hand. I am holding fast to you. It's like taking that tape, and if you tied someone up with it, guaranteed, they're not getting out. That tape will hold fast. If you decide to choose to tie someone up, and then no matter how strong they are, they cannot get out of it. So what are we supposed to hold fast to? How many of you know, number one this morning, we have to hold fast to him. We hold fast to our Heavenly Father. All right, we see that in so many different places in the Bible, but we'll just look at two scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 4. And you shall walk after the Lord your God, and you shall fear him, and you will keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you will serve him and do what? Hold fast to him. Don't try to hold fast to anything else, but hold fast to the Lord. Hold fast to God. Walk after him. Fear him. Keep his commandments. Obey his voice. Serve him. How many of you know that word serve is worship? Worship him. And hold last but not least, and hold fast. You put a grip on it. You get persuaded in your heart. Amen. For I am persuaded that he is able. Woo! That which he is called, which he is committed. I am persuaded that neither height nor depth nor any of these things shall separate me from the love of God. Man, this is encouraging this morning, isn't it? Holding fast. Okay, let's jump over now to Joshua. Joshua chapter 23. I'm going to start in around verse 6 or so. Joshua 23. Therefore, be courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside from it to the right or the left, and lest you go among the nations, these who remain among you. You shall not make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them, nor bow down to them, but, say it with me, you shall hold fast. But you shall hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven out these nations from before you, great and strong nations. But as for you, no one is able to stand against you to this day. One man you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, he is he who fights for you, as he has promised. Therefore, take careful heed to yourselves that you love the Lord your God, or else, if indeed you do go back and you cling to the remnant of these nations. You see, there's always a choice what we're going to cling to. There's always a choice of how we're going to walk and who we're going to serve. And it's daily, amen? Paul says, listen, I daily take up my cross. I daily have to take up my cross to follow him. Because if I don't take up the cross, which is to crucify my flesh, crucify my desires, that's what the cross represents, then I will find myself clinging to something else. And that's what Joshua is warning them there. If you do go back and you cling to the remnant of these nations, these that remain among you, and you make marriages, that's a covenant. That's a covenant. A marriage is a covenant. And you make marriages with them. And then you're dealing with a jealous God. And he says, I will no longer go before you. I will no longer wipe out these folks in front of you. But if you'll cling to me, I will protect you. I will love you. I will make sure that even though you are going through the toughest situations, I'm there with you. Amen? Though you're walking in those places that seem uncomfortable and they're dangerous, know this, that God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Just cling to me. Just cling to me. Let's go over to the book of Job. I'm going to declare to you, in 2016, you're going to have a bad day. But I promise you, I can't promise you. I would think you will not have as bad a day as Job had. It's going to be bad, but I don't think it's going to be as bad as the day Job had. Because God and the enemy and the devil have a conversation, and the devil says, listen, you're always protecting Job. You're always blessing Job. Just take your hands off Job for a little bit and see if he doesn't curse you. God says, okay, you can go ahead, you can do anything, but you can't touch Job. And on that bad day that he was having, he loses everything except his wife. Later on, I think he wishes. The servants come running up one at a time. Lord, I was out in the field and I was taking care of all your sheep, and you lost them all, and I'm the only thing that survived. And while he's talking, another servant comes up and says, Job, listen, I was over here taking care of this, and guess what? Everything was wiped out, and I'm the only thing that's left remaining. While he's standing there, another servant runs up and says, listen, they were having a party at your son's house, your oldest son's house, and while they're having a party, the wind blew, the house collapsed, and you lost all your children, Job. That's a bad day. And yet, Job does not sin in his heart. Job does not speak out. Job holds fast. As a matter of fact, God is going to tell the devil what he was holding fast to. Job chapter 2, verse 3. Notice this. And still, Job holds fast to his integrity. Church, if we want to survive 2016 and really thrive, not just survive, but thrive, we need to hold fast to our integrity. His wife, after this happens, and again, then the devil says, well, listen, you wouldn't let me touch the guy. Let me touch him just a little bit. Make him uncomfortable in his body, and I guarantee you he will curse you. Guarantee you. There's no way Job is going to be able to withstand me now touching his body. God says, go ahead, do your best, because he holds fast to his integrity. So the enemy smites him with boils, smites him in his body, and I mean things went from worse to worser. He knew that was coming. Because that's how it sometimes happens. It goes from worse to worser. And again, as we ended 2015, it's like, Melissa's like, but David, we tithe. But David, we do this. I said, you know what, though? I know we tithe. I know we give. I know we are blessed and favored of the Lord. But let me tell you what, life happens. So we couldn't even, for a week, we couldn't take a shower over the Christmas holidays. We couldn't. It just wasn't happening. I mean, I'm going out, it seems like, every 15 minutes to try to unclog something. It ain't unclogging. Well, it didn't help that there was a foot and a half of water in the pasture and a foot and a half of water everywhere, so the water just had nowhere to go. But you know what? Again, I said, Lord, this is an opportunity to be thankful, and this is an opportunity to hold fast. Because the enemy would love for me to be like a lot of folks and just curse God and say, God, this is not fair. God, this. No, no, no. Job says, the Lord gives. The Lord sometimes takes away. But he's still God. Job's wife, on the other hand, Job, why don't you curse God? Stop holding on. And she uses the exact same words God does. You're holding on, Job, you're holding on to your integrity. Curse God and die. Just curse God and die. You'd be better off, Job, just to curse. Holding on to your integrity. You've heard it said, integrity is what you do when no one's looking. That's integrity. But how many of you know the root word for integrity? Isn't this interesting? The root word for integrity is innocence. Hold on to your childlike innocence. Hold on. Hold fast to your integrity. I love the story of our pilgrims coming over on the Mayflower and the struggle they did. And yet, when it came down to it, and I mean, they're dying like flies. I mean, it's just every day someone else is dying, someone else is dying. But you know what? The Lord told them to cross and to go and to be able to worship. And so they held fast to the promise that the Lord gave them. And so as a reward, as a reminder of what their attitude is to be, listen to the names of these children, these first few children that were born to our pilgrims in Massachusetts, in that little colony. Resolved. Resolute. This is what they're naming their children. Resolved. Resolute. What are they saying, church? Man, that we are going to hold fast to that which we feel like God has called us to do, and that is to start afresh and to start and come to a place where we can worship in spirit and in truth. Remember, they named the child resolute, resolved, remember, and desire. That's what they were naming their children, to remind them that they needed to, everyone say it with me, hold fast. So let us hold fast. Come on, say it with me. So let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Hebrews 10:23. Are you getting better? Is it getting easier? Let us hold fast the confession of our hope. John chapter 9, verse 31. Look what else, and this is obvious that we've got to hold fast to. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, say it with me, hold fast to my teachings and live in accordance with them, you are my disciples indeed. If you will hold fast to this book and its teachings and live in accordance with them, if you abide in my word, and this is the Amplified who's bringing out the thought, what does it mean to abide in the word? To be able to hold fast to this word. Then you will be like the wise man who built his house upon the rock. And when the storms came and the storms fell, that house stood. No matter how great the storm that comes in 2016, if our house is built on the rock, a strong foundation, amen, and we're holding fast to this word, the Bible says no matter how bad the storm, you're going to be okay. Amen? I'm not making this up, am I? This is the word of God this morning. If you will hold fast, and I mean wrap them. And John, isn't that what they did in the Old Testament with the law? And they bind it around their head and their arms. I mean, they took it so literally to hold fast and to cling to the truths. Titus, and again, this is our Bible study next week, guys. Titus chapter 1, verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught. And this is why we're supposed to hold fast the faithful word that has been taught, that you may be able to, and notice, it's everyone say sound doctrine. Randall missed it this morning. Because that's what Randall's like, man, I want to have a discussion about what is doctrine and what is sound doctrine. I mean, he's so excited. He can't wait, you know, not realizing that was an email he sent me saying, what about next year starting off talking about doctrine and sound doctrine, little not knowing that we were going to Titus that is going to talk about sound doctrine, both to exhort and convict those who try to contradict you. Hold fast to the sound doctrine. Why? Because sound doctrine is the foundation for our lives in every area. Hold fast to these words. And when the doctor tells you you've got the big C, the big D, big F, the big H, guess what I'm going to do? Hold fast. Amen? Because these things happen in our lives. Some of you are like, F, when he tells you you're fat. I'm telling you, we will have opportunity to be able to use this message this year. and to hold fast. Come on, Hebrews 10:23. One more time. And let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. So what is the confession of our hope? We get to go back to Titus one more time. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. I may not have given it to you, Jim. That's all right. Here's Titus 2:13. While we wait for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. While we wait for the blessed hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the confession of our hope? Jesus. He's the confession of our hope. Amen. Is this encouraging anyone this morning? And then finally, because I promised you that our focus this year in 2016 is going to be on marriages. One of our focuses. We read the scripture last week in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, or maybe 2 weeks ago. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. Test everything. Hold fast to that which is good. Test everything. Hold fast to that which is good. Go back to Proverbs. And he who finds a wife finds a good thing. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. And so the call, as we close this morning, one more thought about holding fast. Hold fast to that which is good. Now, my wife doesn't appreciate it that I want to hold fast and cling to her about 5:30 every morning. But I'm just being scriptural. See, I realize that now. I'm just doing what the Bible says. It says, hold fast to that which is good. Now, two things are obvious today, aren't they? Is it possible that we're clinging on to something that is not, that is keeping us from holding fast to God, holding fast to his teaching, holding fast to our integrity? And maybe stand with me this morning. Melody, if you want to come play for us just for a moment. I feel like this is such a spot-on target word for sure, me and Melissa and I. But I believe this is for all of us for this year. That there is going to be opportunities. And again, there's always ways to look at problems. And there's always ways to look at things that don't go right. But here's what I want to encourage you. When you see something that it just wants to shake and rock your world or just cause you so much pain and grief, all right? Know this. Yes, it is a problem, but greater than that, it's an opportunity for God to show himself strong. See, it's an opportunity for God to, and for your faith to grow a little more. It's an opportunity to grow in him. And to take this word and say, God, the just shall live by faith. Lord, I'm going to walk now in faith and trust you, Lord. No matter what, I'm not gonna bow down. I'm not gonna compromise. I want to hold fast. Everyone say it with me, hold fast.
Hold fast.
Let's say our memory verse one more time. So let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Man, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the hope. Lord, thank you for our confession today, that which is the fruit of our lips. Lord, would be praise, the fruit of our lips would be declaring how great is our God.